Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Tanis Chavches. We're holding right on top of the Amud. Parsha G'dayla Koyrin Oysa B'Shnaim. A large parsha, they split into two aliyos. We're speaking about Kriyas HaTorah during the days of Ma'amados. B'Shachros U'B'Musaf U'B'Mincha Koyrin Alpien. Now, there are two ways to learn the Mishnah. Yiboilu, the Bnei Yeshiva asked, what does the Mishnah mean? Heichi Kamar. How do we explain the Mishnah? Option one, B'Shachros U'B'Musaf Koyrin Oysa B'Sefer U'B'Mincha Koyrin Oysa Alpeh Ki Koyrin Es Shema. Doesn't the Mishnah mean that during Tfilas Shachros, Tfilas Musaf, we read from the Torah, Koyrin Oysa B'Sefer. However, U'B'Mincha, in the afternoon, we don't want to burden them, say the Rishonim. They're all fasting. Instead of troubling them to take out a Sefer Torah, they do Kriya, but Alpeh, Koyrin Oysa Alpeh, they read the same Psukim that they read in the morning. This time it's Alpeh by heart, Ki Koyrin Es Shema, like you read Shema. So that's option one. Kriyas HaTorah takes place, Shachar Sa Musaf, from a Sefer Torah, Mincha, by heart, like you read Shema. Oydilmer, option two, Hachik Tani, the Mishnah means, B'Shachar's Koyrin Oysa B'Sefer, only by Shachar's in the morning, one time a day, they read from a Sefer Torah. U'B Musaf, U'B Mincha, Koyrin Oysa Alpeh, Ki Koyrin Es Shema. But by Musaf and Mincha, we don't trouble them, they're fasting, perhaps it's the Hagba that's difficult. In any case, Musaf and Mincha, they just read the Pesukim by heart, Ki Koyrin Es Shema. So, is it only by Shachar's, or is it Shachar's and Musaf that they read from an actual Sefer Torah Tashma? Listen to this Raya from our Brice, the Sanya. B'Shachar's Ube Musaf. Here we go. Twice a day, Shachar's and Musaf, Nechnos and Lubais HaKnesses, they come into the shul. V'Koyrin, and they read from the Torah Kederech Shekoyrin Kalash Shana, like they do throughout the year, from a Sefer Torah. Ube Mincha. Then, we give them a discount. No longer need a Sefer Torah. Yochid Koyrin Es Alpeh. One person, an individual, reads the Psukim by heart on behalf of everybody. So he's being made to everybody. Amar B'Yaisi, how could he do that? V'chiyachid yochil likrois. Divrei Torah al pebet sibur? How can he do that? The Gemara Gittin speaks about the fact that Dvarim shebichsav i'ata rashoi l'koyr al peh. Things that are meant to be read from the ksav, with a special value towards on the cloth, and you meant to read them in that manner, treat them as the written word, read it out of the ksav, you can't just read it by heart. And therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, how can you say that a yachad will be moitzi everybody by heart? No, ella rather, kula nechnosen, everybody gets together, v'kern ois alpe k'kern eshma, everybody will have to read individually, like you do by kriya shma. Now, apparently, Rabbi Yossi holds this restriction of Dvarim Shebiksav cannot be read while pet is specific to when you're being moitzi everybody. So you can't exempt a tzibur when you're reading something Biksav Ba'al Peh. But if you read on your own individually, that's okay. Therefore, he says instead of doing it on behalf of everybody, every individual has to read it on his own, Baal Peh, whereas the Tanakama apparently holds, so explained the Rishonim. That restriction, that halacha, you have to read from Ksav, that doesn't apply in this case because these are things that are shogar b'pia koil, things that are, people are baki, well-versed in these psukim, like by Kriya Shema, you're well-versed in it. And likewise, the psukim in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, who doesn't know? But Hashem created in the first, second, and these things are common knowledge, and those psukim are well known, and therefore, Tanakama disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. He says if it's well known psukim, then this restriction doesn't apply. You don't have to read a b'ksav, you can even read a baal peh. That's a sugya m'seches kitten. In any case, the conclusion here is we learn from a braisa that Shachar Sa Musaf requires Kriyas HaTorah from a Torah itself. Mincha, we allow it Baal Peh. According to the Tanakhama, because it's Shogur B'Pia Koil, one can even be Moitzi everybody. According to Rabbi Yossi, no, that's not an option. You have to read it on your own. Now, the Mishnah spoke about the fact that when they are overloaded with other chores, when there are extra jobs, so to speak, that day, there are extra karbanis in the Mikdash, there's a halal, we take that into account, and we lighten their load. We cancel the mamad ceremonies, extra tefillahs and extra kriyas haTorah, based on how their schedule is full. Kol yom sheish b'halal in b'mamad, when the shachris on that particular day had a halal to it, which lengthens the shachris, we cancel mamad ceremonies. And the Mishnah spoke about a day that has korban eitzim, which means there are certain families who would celebrate certain days of the year as their day of eitzim, on which they would bring firewood, karbanos. That was a busy day in the Mikdash. They had to tend to those karbanos as well. And on that day, says the Mishnah, we cancel mamad of ne'ilah. Right? So we have shachris, musaf, mincha, and ne'ilah at the end of the day. We cancel the mamad by ne'ilah. The extra tefillahs, the extra... Why? Because they're busy. They're preoccupied with the extra karbanos. But technically speaking, Karban Eitzim takes place around Mincha time. So really, it shouldn't affect the Mamad of Ne'ilah. Rather, it should affect its parallel Mamad, the Mamad by Mincha, which is around the time of Karban Eitzim. Therefore, asks the Gemara, why? Ma hefresh ben zeh lezeh? Why is it that we say, on a day of Karban Eitzim, there's no Mamad by Ne'ilah, but there is Mamad by Mincha, which is right next to the Karban Eitzim? Ma hefresh ben zeh lezeh? Answers the Gemara, halol divrei Torah, mincha is called divrei Torah, min haTorah. V'halol divrei seferim, whereas ne'ilah was introduced by the Chachamim. And Rashi explains, the concept of mincha is found in the Torah. When Bracha says, Yitzchak, avinu tikein tefilas mincha, shenemar, v'yeitze Yitzchak lo suach bazed lefneis orev. And therefore, we don't want to tinker with it. We prefer, if you have to cancel one, we prefer canceling the ilah, which is totally medivrei seif medirabanan. So that was the shita actually of Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah, that Karban Eitzim cancels the mamad of ne'ilah rather than the mamad of mincha. Whereas there was another shita, which was Rabbi Akiva, he held that Karban Eitzim cancels the mamad taking place at that time, mincha mamad, rather than ne'ilah. So the Gemara here explains, Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, who prefer canceling the ne'ilah midrabanan, which is related to a tefillah midrabanan, as opposed to mincha. So the Mishnah spoke about Karban Eitzim, which occurs during those specific days in the year, which were called Zman Atzei Kohanim Ba'am Tisha. There were 9 days throughout the year, which were called the times of Atzei Kohanim Ba'am Tanu Rabbanan. Lama Hutzruchu Leimar Zman Atzei Kohanim Ba'am. Why at all do we need a list of these days where the Kohanim and the Am Yisraelim brought firewood? We're assuming it was a one-time event at the beginning of Second Beis Hamikdash. It was short firewood. These families donated. Very nice. It's a nice historical fact. What significance does it have today? Amru, B'nai Yeshiva answered as follows. It was a recurring event. It was an annual occasion. It wasn't just a one-time event. And therefore, we mention it. We give a list for those days because it applies today as well. K'sha'olu B'nai HaGoyla, when Yisrael came up from Bavel, Lai Motsu Eitzim Balishka, didn't find any firewood in that chamber, the firewood chamber in the Mikdash. So it was short firewood. So who's going to donate? V'amdu eilu v'isnad v'mshelahem. These families stepped forward and they donated their personal firewood. And therefore, the Nevi'im decided they get privilege. They get a schus. L'dayriduris. For generations and generations, they will have the schus to donate during these days. V'kach hisnu Nevi'im shebeneim, the Nevi'im amongst them, stipulated shafilo lishko malei eitzim. In the future, even if the chamber is filled with firewood, there's no need for additional donations. These families will be able to donate their own personal fire, which Neymar. We threw lots to decide who's going to bring on what day. In designated times, shana b'shan, on an annual basis, levar al mizbech Hashem lekenu kekosav b'Torah, which will be burnt on the mizbech. So there was short firewood. Family stepped forward. So family A donated. When they ran out of wood, family B came forward. And on those days that they donated, they made a yomtiv. And they were granted privileges for the future as well. Come on those days, bring your wood, and your wood will be used. You'll get priority. We'll use your wood on that day. So it was a day for celebration, a day of connection to Hashem, a day of karbanis, to show their commitment and their loyalty to Hashem. V'imoyim kohanim levim chol mishato b'shifte. So one of those days, 15th of Av was meant for Bnei Zeisu ben Yehuda, this family of Shevet Yehuda, and together with them, many others tagged along, kohanim levim, and others that were confused, weren't sure which family they belonged to. Who else joined them? Bnei Goyin ve'Eli u'Bnei Goyitze Ketzias. So it was a big party. Everybody joined together. Who are these fellows? Bnei Goyin ve'Eli and Bnei Goyitze Ketzias. Tanu Rabban, ma hoyu Bnei Goyin ve'Eli u'Bnei Goyitze Ketzias. Why were these families called these strange names? Goyin ve'Eli, Goyin ve'Goyitze Ketzias. Amru, the answer is Pamachas Gozra Machas Gezerol Yisrael. So what happens that the Malchus, authorities, decreed an anti-religious decree on Israel. Two things you cannot do. Shelo yaviu etzim l'marach. You can't bring wood for the Mizbeach. V'shelo yaviu bikurim l'Yerushalayim. Nor can you bring your bikurim to Yerushalayim. The first one say they pretended to, trying to protect the markets and the prices, as though they were concerned that the markets will be depleted of wood, in which case the price of wood will rise, will be depleted of fresh fruit, will bring a rise in fruit prices. That was their pretense. Don't bring Eitzim to Maracha. Don't bring Bikurim to Yerushalayim. V'yishuv pruzdois al adrachim. In fact, they positioned guards along the roads. K'derach shahishiv Yeravim ben Avot, just as Yeravim did in his time, shalei yalu Yisrael l'regel, to prevent Yisrael from going up to their Samigdash l'regel, because you remember Yeravim, he split the Malchus. Up until that point, it was one single Malchus, Malchus Yehuda. Then he split it up, and he took part of Klal Yisrael to himself. He was concerned. If they go Oyle the Regal, and they see Rechava, Melech Yehuda, sitting in the Azara, only a king, Melech Yehuda, had the privilege of sitting in the Azara, they'll recognize him as being the real king. So he said, no, Oyle the Regal. In fact, he positioned two golden calves throughout Eretz Yisrael. Go there instead of the Beis HaMikdash. And he was hoishiv, he positioned watchmen along the road. Okay, so now we're stuck. How can we bring Bikurim and supply the Mizbech with firewood? Ma'asok Sheirin, Shabbos Yisadzoi, Vireichet. What did these upstanding people do? They were concerned about the Mikdash. They wanted to be Moisir Nefesh. Hevi Yosali Bikurim. They brought along baskets of fresh fruit to Bikurim. But they did it in disguise. V'chipum b'ktsiyos, covered it up with dried figs. V'natlum, they took him along. V'eli al-katfeim, with these clubs meant to crush those figs. They looked like they were going to work. V'kivan shegiu el-tzil prusdois. So when they reached these guards, Amr lehem, they turned to these travelers. Leichen atem, where to? Leichen atem helchem. Amr lehem, they tell them, no problem, we're going to process our figs. Lases shnei gula devela. Gonna make a couple of these fig cakes. Machtesha shlofanenu. We're gonna go use the equipment that's down the road, this mortar, so to speak. Ube eli shalkatfenu, using this club on our shoulders. Okay. They bought into it. Kivin sh'avram, once they passed by, itrum besalam. They decorated the Bikurim and the baskets, Vevim Yerushalayim, and they went to Yerushalayim. And the Mefarshim add that they took the Ali, these clubs that they were holding, chop them up, and use them as firewood to supply the mizbeach. So how could they speak an untruth? The famous lesson from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Emes isn't always the truth. Emes means what Hashem wants you to do. Emes is determined by the result. If Hashem wants you to achieve those results, that's Emes. In this case, they were being held up by these fellows who weren't allowing them to do mitzvahs. They were allowed to use these pretenses to do Emes, to go serve Hashem in Yerushalayim. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Hain, these same families, the Goyin Ve'eli, who misled the guards with their Elis, and these Koitze Ketzias, these fellows who pretended to be fig processors, Hain, B'nei Salmoya Netufti. Some learn that the Gemara means, this is the same family. These are the same fellows called Salmoya Netufti, which we're going to see in the next price. Tanu Rabbanan, Mahim b'nei Salmoya Netufti, who are these? And what do they do? Amru, the answer is, Pamachas Gozra Malchus Gezer Yisrael. Once there was a Gezer, decreed, Shalo Yavu Edo Yaviu Etzim Marocha, no more firewood for the Mikdash. V'yishivu Prezdois Al Drachim, he positioned guards on the roads. Kederach Shal Hishiv, Yeravim B'nevat Al Drachim, just like Yeravim did. Shalo Yali Yisrael Regel, to prevent them from Alila Regel. Ma also Yirechet Shabes Ador, so what do these God-fearing Jews do? Heviu Gzirein, they brought their firewood. V'osu Salomas, fashioned them into temporary ladders. V'nuchal Katfeim, and carry them on their shoulders. V'ochalhem, and they embarked on their journey. Kivin Shigiu Etzlam, once they got to these guards, Amr Lahem, the guards asked them, Leichan Atam Halachim, where are you headed? Amr Lahem, they tell them, well, Lahavi Gezelas Mishavach Shalfanein, we're going to pick some pigeons off the birdhouses coming up on the road. Uba Salomis, Shalkas Fein, look, these are the ladders that we're going to use. Okay, the trick worked. Kivin Shavar Mehen, once they passed them by, Pirkum, they took apart the ladders. Vivium, Helam, Yerushalayim, and they transported them up to Yerushalayim and used them for the Mizbeach. Valeim, and on these great people, Valkayetze Behem, and people like them, who, Pasuk says, Zecha Tzadikim Levracha, just remembering the great works of a Tzadik, the name of a Tzadik, evokes Bracha. Val Yeravim Benevat V'chaver, however, on those other fellows, Yeravim, etc., Nemar V'shem Yisham Yirkov, the name of a Rasha will rot. In fact, the Gemara in Yuma says, based on this Pasuk, Rakvivus, Talib Ishmoisam, their names should rust and should rot, should not be used. A person should not adopt, should not name his kid with the name of a Russian. This is the Shanim over there asks, what about Yishmol? He says, Yishmol did tshuva b'seif yamav. And that's why it could be used. Okay, along the list of these days, Man Atzak Yehanam, we have Be'esrim Boy on the 20th of we have Bnei Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda. So this is their opportunity. Bnei Pachas Moyav, this family, Ben Yehuda from the Shevet Yehuda. Tana we learned in the Brice, who are these fellows? Bnei Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda, they are really Hain, Bnei Dava Ben Yehuda. See, we already mentioned Bnei Dava Ben Yehuda earlier on the list. And Bnei Pachas Moyav, it's the same family. And they're called Bnei Pachas Moyav because David, as we know, came from Moyav, Rusa Moavia, and Pachas Loshnav, a king, a governor, Hakriveu Nola Pachasecha. It's just another way of referring to the descendants of David HaMelech. Divrei Rav Meir. So according to Rav Meir, the children of David HaMelech had two opportunities, 2 days a year, where they celebrated and they offered wood for the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi, I mean, no. Hain Bnei Yoav Ben Tziruya. This family, Bnei Pachas Moyav Ben Yehuda, are the children of Yoav Ben Tziruya. He was the general of David. And they're also from Moyav, because remember, Tziruya, Yoav's mother, was David HaMelech's sister. So they also hailed from Moyav. But it's not David HaMelech's kids, it's Yoav's kids. Be'esrim Be'elol Bnei Adam Ben Yehuda, who's that? Tanu Rabbanan, Bnei Adam Ben Yehuda, Hain Bnei Dava Ben Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bnei Adam Ben Yehuda is referring to David HaMelech's descendants from Shevet Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer? No. Hein hein b'nei Yoyah ben Tzeruya. According to this Rabbi Yossi, this Mishpacha, b'nei Adam ben Yehuda, were the children of Yoyah ben Tzeruya. Rashi brings that there's a Gemara in Ma'id Katan, Machlekes, regarding the words Adinoy Ha'etzni, brought in Shmuel Beis Chav Gimel. One sheet says it's David HaMelech, it was Adinoy Ha'etzni. When he was learning, he was gentle and soft. When he waged war, he was Meskasha Ke'etz, became stiff and rigid, like a warrior, like a tough piece of wood. So that's one pshat. Ben Adam and Yehuda referring to David HaMelech's children, or another pshat is referring to Yoyah ben Tzeruya, who was called Adinoy Ha'etzni. In any case, that's the machlokes here as well. B'nei Adam and Yehuda. Is it the children of David HaMelech or the children of Yoav ben Tzeruya? So now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, B'nei Adin ben Yehuda is David HaMelech's children. So they got a second chance because they already had one chance. We already spoke about B'nei David bringing their Eitzim on a different day. Now, we're going to have a kash. Because the Mishnah continues, Be'echad B'Teves Shavu B'nei Parash Shniyah. On the first day of Teves, the family B'nei Parash came back a second time. This was a second time donating wood. It would seem from the Mishnah, this is the only family that repeated this offering, which is a kasha. Based on what we just said, we seem to find many families who came twice. David HaMelech's children, maybe Yoav's children, Mani Masnissen, in line with which Shita is this statement of our Mishnah, that only Bnei Parish came back twice. Lo Rab Meir, v'lo Rab Yudah, v'lo Rab Yosi. Doesn't follow any Shita. Why? Ir Rab Meir, according to Rab Meir, the David HaMelech's children came back twice as well. Listen, Mishnah should say, listen, Shavu Bnei David Ben Yehuda Shniyah. Children of David came back for a second time as well, because remember, according to Rab Meir, B'nei Pachas Moya ben Yehuda is also a reference to David HaMelech's children. And this is after we already mentioned B'nei David in the Mishnah. So this is their second time. Rabbi Yehuda, now according to Rabbi Yehuda, same question. Listen, Mishnah should say, Shavu B'nei David ben Yehuda Shniyah. David HaMelech's children came back for a second time because we had them once in the Mishnah. Now again we have B'nei Adam and Yehuda, which according to Rabbi Yehuda, they're the same family, David HaMelech's children. Rabbi Yaisi, that's for sure a kasha. Listen, Shavu b'nei Yoav ben Tzeruya shniyah. According to Rabbi Yaisi, we have Yoav ben Tzeruya's family coming back twice. Because here we had one brisa, that b'nei Pachas Moya ben Yehuda is b'nei Yoav. And the next brisa we had, b'nei Adam ben Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yaisi, is b'nei Yoav. So Rabbi Yaisi himself tells us that he offered twice. Lo'idon Rabbi Yaisi. Let's go with Rabbi Yossi. Taisa says that Rabbi Yossi nimukha imoy. Halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. So let's assume our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yossi. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention that Yoav's children brought twice? But Treta Noya lived Rabbi Yossi because really, one Bryce doesn't hold on the other. There are two versions of Rabbi Yossi. According to one version of Rabbi Yossi, Bnei Pachas Maya ben Yehuda is Yoav ben Tzeruya's children. According to the other version of Rabbi Yossi, Bnei Adam ben Yehuda are his children. So two different versions of Rabbi Yossi. It's either or, but not both. Therefore, the Mishnah only mentions this family, B'nei Parish, as ones who came back twice. Be'echad B'tevis lo yamabed. So let's go back to the Mishnah. Whenever there were extra obligations, extra korbanis, they would cancel the corresponding mamad, which means the extra tefillahs and the Kriyas HaTorah that took place at that time, at that slot in the day. Amalei Mar Kshisha, Beidah Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda had two children, Mar Yinuka, the younger one, and Mar Kshisha, the older one. Amalei Mar Kshisha, Beidah Rav Chisda, L'Rav Ashi. I don't understand. See, the Mishnah says that when there was a Korban Musaf, in which case the Yisraelim, who were in the Beis HaMikdash, were preoccupied with standing around by the Musaf, they got a discount. We'd cancel a mamad. Which mamad? The Mishnah. The wording in the Mishnah is as follows. When there was a Korban Musaf, then ain b'mincha. That's what Rishua's shita. Karban Musaf deducts, cancels the imamid of mincha. Right? So when there was halal, it cancels the imamid of shachris, because halal and shachris go together. We cancel the corresponding imamid taking place more or less at that time slot, the morning time slot. They're too busy, we cancel the imamid of shachris. But when there's karban Musaf, what does the mission say? You cancel the mamad of mincha, which is way later. Instead of just saying you cancel the mamad of musaf, which is taking place at that point in time. That was his kasha. Mashna halal. Why is it that by halal we say the dochi today? The fact that the shachris got extended, they're preoccupied, it's doich, it pushes aside the mamad of shachris. Umayishna musaf, when it comes to musaf, it doesn't push aside the imamid of that slot. Rather, we say it brings about a cancellation in the next slot. During mincha. Why not during musaf itself? No. Let me explain. If musaf can bring about a cancellation to that imamid which is at the next time slot, of course it's going to bring about a cancellation during that time slot. Meaning, the Mishnah means that Karban Musaf is Deicha Mamad of Musaf and Mincha. So we cancel not only that time slot, but the next one as well, because it spills over, the Torah. Want to make it easier for them. Amar Lei, so he responded, Hachika Minaloch. No, I meant to ask you as follows. I understood that Karban Musaf is Deicha the Mamad of Musaf, of course, but let it be limited to that. Let it be deich only mamar of musaf. Why be deich the mamar of mincha? There's plenty of time to mincha time. Amalei Saravashi tells him, you're right. Ikra Rabbi Yosi dekoy kavasach. We do have a shita like that. Rabbi Yosi holds exactly like you. We don't cancel any extra. Halal is deich the mamar of shachris. Musaf is deich mamar of musaf. And Korban Eitzim is the Chamamad of Mincha. It affects only the corresponding time slot, not before or after. The Sandy of Reisi Eimer, Kol Yom Shri Yeshbe Musaf, Yeshbe Mamad. Even if there's a Korban Musaf, they still keep to the Mamad. Now what does he mean? Mamad am I? Which Mamad? Ilem a Mamad of Shachris. We keep Mamad of Shachris? Well, of course. Hatanikam and Nami HaKamer. Who doesn't agree that Mamad of Shachris is still intact? Korban Musaf doesn't negate Mamad of Shachris, Ela Mamad and Musaf. Oh, apparently he meant, even when we have a Karban Musaf going, we keep Mamad of Musaf intact. The day Nami Leitach, he meant to say, it doesn't push away its own Mamad, of course it has to. Oh, Ela de Mincha, Udin Ila. That's how the Hagos Hagros Gurus take out these few words. Ela de Mincha Udin Ila. He meant to say that even when you have a Karban Musaf, keep Mincha intact, keep Nila intact. They can find time for that. Oh, Shmami, no, we hear from theirs. Didei dochi, going to Rabbi Yosi. We have an extra chore, an extra obligation. It pushes aside its own mamad. The mamad that's meant to take place in that time period. The lav didei ledochi, it doesn't negate, it doesn't bring about a cancellation to the mamad taking place at a different time. Slot, Shmami, no, it's pretty clear. So before we continue, let's just stop for a second, because you realize that we really have three shittas in the Gemara now. Regarding being Deicha Mamadis, we just discussed Rabbi Yosi, pretty straightforward. According to Rabbi Yosi, we have Halal, it's Deicha Mamad of Shachris. Korban Musaf is Deicha Musaf. Korban Eitzim is Deicha, the Mamad of Mincha. But you may recall that we slightly mentioned, made a slight reference to these Shitas of Rabbi Kiva and Rishua back in Amar Aleph. And therefore, let's just go back and summarize those shitas as well. Now, when there's a halal, all agree it's deicha the imamid of shachris. It's pretty universal. There is machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua regarding the other things. According to Rabbi Kiva, when there's a korban musaf, we're deicha many, many mamadis, musaf, mincha, and all the way to ne'il. Whereas according to Rabbi Shua, we have this back in the Mishnah, we limit the cancellation to Musaf and to Mincha, you don't need that much time. Rakiv evidently holds We want to give them extra time. Tosfos explains back in the Mishnah, their Torah, they're overwhelmed with the extra karbanos. We cancel all the rest of my mother's musaf mincha neilu. When this karban eitzim, Rav Akiva says, well, karban eitzim takes place mincha time. Cancel mincha. Oh, what did Beshua hold? And this we discussed in the Gemara Amud Aleph. Although, technically you're right, karban eitzim should correspond to mincha, but we prefer leaving mincha intact because it's associated with a tefillah d'oraisa. So we leave that in place. Rather, we choose to cancel the mamet associated with mincha, the ilah, which is a rabbinic concept, the tefillah d'rabbanon. We cancel that instead. Zachti Gemara, v'lisni nami be'echad benisan, lo hayo b'mamet. Mishnah tells us, echad b'tevas, no mamet is at all. It's Rosh Chodesh, it's Chanukah, we have Halal, we have Musa, Karban Eitzim, we're busy, from morning to night, skip all the Ma'amadis. We have another candidate for full cancellation. Echad B'Nissan. We're listening now, we're Echad B'Nissan, lo hayo b'mamet. Why? It's Rosh Chodesh. Halal, it's Rosh Chodesh, Musaf, Karban Musaf, and Echad B'Nissan was also one of the Karban Eitzim. That should cancel everything, right? Because halal takes care of mamet of shacharis. Musaf, at the least, at the very least, according to Rabbi Shua and the Mishnah, cancels mamet of musaf and mincha. And karban eitzim cancels neil. Amarov, as I say, meres halayla debreish yarachal avdei reis. It's pretty clear from here that halal said on Rosh Chodesh is not menatir. It's only a minik. In fact, we don't say the full halal because of that. And therefore, it doesn't have that same chashivas to override the ma'amad. It's different than the halal of a yom tov, of Chanukah, which is considered like bin ha-Torah. You see, it doesn't clearly, we don't have a clear mitzvah to say halal. But when we see in Rashi, it's based on the Takanos Nevi'im, according to some Rishonim. We'll see soon in Rashi, according to some Rishonim. Has sources. It's rooted in the Torah because Torah says to be happy on Yom Tov. And expressing that happiness and joy by praising Hashem, singing Halal, that's what the Torah had in mind. That's why we say Halal on Yom Tov. It's considered somewhat like Minat Torah. We say Halal at a time of a miracle, time of a nes. We learn that from Tzias Mitzrayim, Sedech Sam Sofer. So that's what the Gemara means. On Rosh Chodesh, it's absolutely not related to Minat Torah. It's Midrash Rabbanan, it's a minik. Whereas during Yom Tov and times of joy and times of nes, it is somewhat d'oraisa. And only that halal will override the ma'amad. So only Aleph Teves, where the halal is based on a nes of Chanukah, that's called like d'oraisa, and pushes away the ma'amad, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh. Don't Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Shimbani Yoit Sadak. We have a total of 18 days a year. Shmoina Asar Yom Bishana Yochid Goymer Bohenes Halal. Even a individual, even a yachad davening on his own, will complete the entire halal. He will recite from beginning to end. Ve'eluhain. How do we get 18? Shmoinis me'achag, 8 days of Sukkot, or shmoinis me'achanak, 8 days of Chanukah. V'yom tov rishon shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach. V'yom tov shal atzeres, shvois. That's 18. U'begoyla, outside Eretz Yisrael. They keep 2 days yom tov misafik, so we add another 3. Esrim v'echad yom, total of 21. Ve'elohein, tishas yimei achag, Sukkot turns from 8 to 9. U'shmonis yimei Chanukah, u'shna yom arishonim shel Pesach, first 2 days of Pesach instead of just one. U'beiz yom tovim shel Atzeres, 2 days of Shavuos instead of one. You know, the Brisker Rav asks, what happened to the Kriyas HaHalal when they shechted the Korban Pesach? What happened to Kriyas HaHalal when they ate the Korban Pesach? Why isn't that on the list? This is a gewaltige chiddush. There are 2 types of halal. There's kriyas halal, and there's shir halal. Kriyas halal is like kriyas haTorah. The Ramchal and the Baruch Hashem explains kriyas haTorah allows you to tap into the kedusha and the hashpah of that specific day. Every day has a unique nature, unique, contains a reservoir of shefa, of bracha, of kedusha. When you read the Torah, says Ramchal, you're being koyer of it, you're calling down the Shefa. There's no greater connection to the source, to to the source of life, to Hashem, through then through Torah, which is the highest connection between us and Hashem. And he says, that's what Chachamu Masaka, to be Koyre Min Yonah De Yoyma. You read about Pesach on Pesach, you read the Parsha of Shavuos on Shavuos, to connect to the essence, the Kedusha of that day, to derive maximum benefit from the Kedusha of that day. So that says the Brisker Rav is called Kriya Sahalal, related to specific days, which have potential to express themselves through halal. The reading of halal brings down the hashpah, the unique flavor of that day. But the halal recited during Shechitas HaPesach, during Achilas HaPesach, that isn't necessarily related to the day, the cheftzah, the unit of the day itself, and the hashpah embedded within it. It's more of an event-related halal. It's a personal expression of joy. It's celebrating an event. Karvas Pesach, Achilas Pesach. That's different. That's not what the Gemara is speaking about. That doesn't belong on this list. We're speaking about days. Shemona Esrei Yom, the Kriya Sahal, which allows us to absorb the Kedusha of that day. As opposed to the other halals, he says, that's a shir, Pasuk says. The shir, yeah, the Pasuk relates to the Kriya Sahal by Pesach at night as a shir. It's a personal song, expression of joy, gratitude. That's a different realm than the ones mentioned here. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yekla Bavel. Rav came to Bavel. Chazinu, he noticed them. The Kokoru Halela Bresh Yarcha. He never saw this before. They're saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh. What are they doing? Savar Lav Sukinu. He figured, let me stop them. Kivin the Chazat, the Komedalgu Yidilugi. Once he saw they're skipping around, like we do today, we skip some chapters. Omar, he said, okay, Shema Mina, I understand. Minig of Asim Beadim. They're just following a minig of their parents. This is not an obligatory kriya. They're not pretending that these are days that you meant to be kriya halal min haTorah. They're just doing a minig. Expression of joy. Expression of elation or Rosh Chodesh. So he left them alone. Tana, we learned in a braisa. Yachad le'yaschel. An individual doesn't have to read Halal on Rosh Chodesh. It's meant for a tzibur. Vim hischol gamir, if he started, of course, he should finish till the end. You don't stop in the middle of a song. Continue it to the end. Okay, let's go over to Rashi, about 15 lines from the top. Zoi Semers, the Gemara proves from the fact that the Mishnah did not mention Echad Benissen as a day where there's no Ma'amad because the Halal was there, etc. We learn from here that the Halal on Rosh Chodesh doesn't have the same chashivas as on a Yom Tov. Like Tani Nami Bechad Benissen, Alma Halal on Rosh Chodesh Leidachilin Ma'amad Shraminod Lav Deiraisal Elamen Haga Kilkaman. Apparently, Halal on Rosh Chodesh is not Minat Torah; it's just a minig. Minig of a same Yodayim. That's on Rosh Chodesh. Aval Halal on Chanukah Kegoin Bechad Beteves Vade Dachi. As opposed to Halal on Chanukah, that's Doicha Ma'amad. What's the difference? Says Rashi. The Kivan. The Nevi'im Tiknu was established by who? By Nevi'im. She Oimrim, Oisoyako, Perakal, Perak, Alkal Tsora, Shalai Tava, Elaine, Kishane Golan. Nevi'im were Masakim, based on Psukim, based on Drosh, is that we're meant to say Halo on special occasions called Perakal, Perak, called Tsora, Tsora, Shalai Tava, Elaine, on the Seifa Matsora, time of joy, time of Yomtiv. You Oimrim, Oisim Algolosim, Kid the Oi Raiso Dami. Has the same status like a mitzvah deiris. And therefore, the Gemara says, you have to be kari halal on those days. It's part of the tefillah. Yachad, kleimar filo yachad, even a person on his own without a tzibur. Goyimer benes ahalal. We recite the entire halal. Shkol echad b'echad chayiv ligmar b'yis ahalal. Meseches erechim afurish, the Gemara there explains, ma'ishno de goyimer, you find an interesting discrepancy. Why is it that on Pes, on Sukkot, we're goyimer halal every day? The goyimer kol yimei achag. We're Pesach lo goyimer ela yom rishon. As opposed to Pesach, we only do it on the first day. Says Rashi, based on the Gemara, mishum dechag haSukkot choluk bekarbonosav. Because on Sukkot, every day we have a different number of karbonos. It's like a different yom tov. Kol echad v'echad gechag b'fnei atzmei dami. Every yom tov of Sukkot had a different number, different amount, different proportion of karbonos. So every day is like a new reason to celebrate. It's like a new Yom Tov. And that's why every day gets its own special challah. Tosfos adds, something regarding Chanukah. I want to take a look at Tosfos on top here. V'yom tarishin shel Pesach, u'gomer halal, aval shmoni mi'pesach loy, as opposed to the rest of the days of Pesach. Why? V'shem de'loy dami l'chanukah v'sukkos. It's different than Chanukah v'sukkos. The Chanukah, dinuhu. On Chanukah, we understand. It's proper, ligmar is halal. The kol aches yomim, all throughout the 8 days of Chanukah, hoyanes mizgada v'hoya kol chad v'chad yomtev. Ness was getting stronger and stronger. Every day passed and by. Ness intensified. Wow. It's burning another day. Another day. So every day is like a new Yom Tov. Wow. So every day deserves another expression of joy. V'chein b'sukkos. Likewise on Sukkos. Kol yom v'yom v'yom tov la'atzmei. V'vi sheparei achag mesmatan v'holchem. The karbonis were different. Every day a different measure of karbonis. Aval Pesach eini mashtana. On Pesach, there's no difference in the first, second, and third days as far as karbonis. Therefore, we don't change loy me karbonis, loy me yom tov l'kach in goyim v'sahala al yom rishon. So we keep to the first day, and that's it. It's like one big unit. The entire Pesach is like one big unit. And therefore, we say halal once, and the rest is just the minhag, like Rosh Chodesh. Atosha says, Yesh Mefarshim, some hold that you don't make a bracha on a minhag. Right? Interesting shayla. Do you make a bracha on a minhag or not? On a mitzvah, the Rabbanon, we make a bracha. Asher k'chanu b'mitzvah yisev v'tzivonu, you know, l'halik ner chanukah. What about on a minhag? L'mayis, at the end of Tosfos, he says that we do make a bracha. We're in a tam pasak. You do make a bracha. And regarding halal as well, you can make a bracha. It brings at the end here that a yachid is not mechuyev likuras a halal on Rosh Chodesh. Achin imu writes l'chayev atzma, if he chooses to submit himself to the chiv, harushus piyadi, he can do so. It's interesting. Alach l'maisa, there are actually three schools of thought when it comes to halal on a non yom tov, like on Rosh Chodesh. Some say you don't make a bracha. Some say only Betzibori make a bracha. And some say even a Yachad makes a bracha. That's how the Ramah paskens. But in many circles, like I think the Sfardim, they don't make a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh, because it's just a minig. But others do. And the Pesach can bring down, therefore it's better for a Yachad to find himself with a Tzibor that's saying Halal. This way you cover that Shita as well, and holds that the bracha is only if it's with tzibur. So it's better to do it with a tzibur. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Mishnah gave us a list of five tragedies that happened on Shavuos B'Tammuz. Hey Dvorim, Iru es Aviseinu b'Shavuos B'Tammuz. Five things occurred to our forefathers on Shavuos B'Tammuz. Now we're going to go through the list and find the Mekoros. Nishtabru Luchos Minolam. How do you know that the Luchos, first Luchos, were broken on Shavuos B'Tammuz? The sign. On the 6th day of Nisan, the Aseres HaDibros were given to Klal Yisrael. That was Matan Torah. Rabbi Yisrael, no, B'Shivaboy, 7th of Sivan. So going down the comma, 6th of Sivan, going to Rabbi Yisrael, number 7. Mando Amar B'Shisha Nitnu, going to Tanakama, Matan Torah took place on Sivan 6, B'Shisha Nitnu, Aseres HaDibros were given then, U'b'shiva Ola Moshe, on the next day. 7th of Sivan, Moshe ascended to Shemayim and stayed there for 40 days and 40 nights. Ma'andam b'shiva, according to Rabbi Yosi, Matan Torah was on day 7 of Sivan, b'shiva Nitnu, Torah was given on 7, u'b'shiva Ola. And he went right back up on that very same day. B'shiva Ola Moshe, d'chsiv, v'yikro Moshe b'mashvi, some take out this pasuk. According to Tanakama, it certainly works, because Matan Torah was on day 6 of Sivan, and then on the 7th, the next day, Vayikra Moshe B'Mashvi, come up, and he stayed there for 40 days. Uksiv, Vayava Moshe B'Seich Anon, he was enveloped into this Anon, Vayala Lahar, Vayi Moshe B'Har, for how long? Arboim Yoyim, Arboim Laila, 40 days and 40 nights. Okay, let's calculate. So he went up day 7 of Sivan. How many days are left from Sivan? So Rashi learns that Sivan was a full month, 30-day month. Right? Because usually we alternate, full, not full, right? So Nisan is usually full, 30-day month. Iyar is a 29-day month. And Sivan is a 30-day month. So you went up on day 7 of Sivan. You're left with how many days in Sivan? Esrim Rabot de Sivan. 24 days left to that month. Veshitza de Tammuz. Another 16 of Chodesh Tammuz. Modelu Arbaim. So now you have 40 days. And in fact, Veshiv Ser Betammuz Nachas. He came down the next day. 17 of Tammuz. Came down also. Came Betavrinu Leluchos. And he broke the Luchos. Tachsiv, as it says, Vayah, Vahika, Shekor, Valamachna. When he came close to the Machna, wow, what did he see? Vayah is an eagle. He saw the eagle, Vayashlech Me'eluvus Aluchos. He tossed the Luchos from his hands, Vayishaber Oisim Tachasar, and broke them beneath the mountain. Rashi Chumash brings, that there was a misunderstanding. The Yisrael thought that you count the first day as well. Right? So they thought that the day that he went up, 7th of Sivan, counts as day 1. Right? Even though it was missing the night before. Right? He only went up on that morning, that day. And therefore, according to their calculation, 40 days were up on 16 of Tammuz. Because you count from 7 to 30. So it's 24. Right? And then you have 16 on Tammuz. So that's 40. You should have come down on day 40. He told them, I'm coming back on day 40 after Chatzos. They didn't realize that day 7, the first day, the day that he went up, couldn't count as day 1 because it was missing the previous night. It has to be a full day, night and a day. So day 1 only started the next day, day 8 of Sivan, in which case day 40 turns out to be 17 of Tammuz. He came down right on time, but they misunderstood. That's one pshat. There's another pshat. Rashi and Yuma learns a bit differently. He says, I said I'm coming down after 40 full days. So since he went up sometime in the middle of Zion Sivan, let's say afternoon, he had to make up for those missing hours. Therefore, it spilled into Shivasar Batamas. He had to wait until it was 40 full days. And that's when he came down. In any case, they confused the matter. The Satan confused it for them. And they gave up on him, they made an eagle, and on that day he broke the Luchos, Shivasar Batamas. What else happened? Butal HaTamid, towards the end of the second Bais Yis HaMikdash, the Tamid was stopped at a certain point when they made a Gzera to stop bringing the Tamid Gemara. We know this from a Masorah. That happened on that day. Likewise, the city of Yerushalayim was breached on that day. Hufko Ir Biyad Zayin Hava, it happened on 17 of Tammuz. Baksiv, the Pasuk says, it happened on 9 of Tammuz. B'chedesh HaRavi, month 4, which is Tammuz. B'tisha L'chedesh, on day 9, V'yechza G'rav B'ir, famine intensified. U'ksiv B'asrei V'tibokha Ir, and the walls were breached. Amarava L'kasha, the answer is, depends which Beis HaMikdash. Kam B'rishayna, the first time around, it was breached on the 9th. Kam B'shni, on the second time around, it was breached on the 17th. And we observe the second breach, the second churban, which pertains to us. Asanya B'rishayna Hufka Ir, B'tisha B'tammuz. The first time around, it was breached on Tisha B'tammuz, B'shniya, the second time around, B'shiva Asar Boy, on 17. Interesting, Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah, Fiches, brings a Yerushalmi, that really, even the first time around, it happened on Shiva Asar B'tammuz, because of their tzoris, they miscalculated. They're confused. They mixed up the dates, and they thought it was the 9th, but really it was the 17th. What else happened? Sorof HaPustumus HaSatoro, Apostumus, one of the Greek officers, burnt the Chashav HaSefer Torah, written by Ezra HaSefer, used as a reference to all the Sefer Torah. It was burnt on that day. Gemara, we know this from a Masorah. What else happened? Hem Tzelem BeHechel Menashe. The king Menashe positioned the Tzelem, an idol, in the Hechel, towards the end of Bais Rishon. That happened on this day as well. Menol, have we known? Tchsiv, Umi Eis Husar HaTamid. when the tamed was removed, v'las a shikutz shemim, and instead a shikutz, unclean thing was put there. This was the tzelem. V'chad hava, only one tzelem. V'ksiv al knaf shikutz mishemim. It's plural. There were two of them. Amarava tri hava. It started off as two. V'naf al chad al chaveri, one was toppled over, fell all onto the other one. V'taver liliyadei, and broke his hand in the process. So he fell onto the other one and broke that one's hand. V'shtakat av'ksibe. And they found the following inscription on the victim's hand. Ant tzavis, you wanted l'chrubi beisa, to destroy Hashem's house by enticing the Yisroel, drawing the Yisroel after you and bringing about the Averis, which resulted in the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Yodach, your hand, ashli maslei, I pay back to Hashem, meaning I punished you. This is one idol speaking to the other. I'm taking up for Hashem, and I broke your hand. And that was like the neshama, the revenge. I paid him your hand because of what you wanted to do. In any case, at the end of the day, it was only one unbroken tzelem, and that was the hemet tzelem behechal that the Mishnah was referring to. Okay, let's go back to the beginning. We spoke about the Kriyas HaTorah in Parshas Bereishis, which took place during the days of Ma'amadis. We concluded that it took place during Shacharis Amusaf, Min Haksav, Mincha time. They would read a Baal Peh. Tanakama holds one Yachad was Maitzi because it was Shagar Piakoil. There's no concern with reading something Baal Peh, according to Rabbi Yossi. Everybody would read it individually. What was these Man Atzekana Ba'am? Gemara tells us these families were generous and they contributed Atzim to the Mizbeach. They got first privileges for those days, which they celebrated on an annual basis. We learned about the Goinvei Eli, the Koitze Katsiyes, the Ben Nei Sulmoi, who forced their way through the guards to bring Bikurim and Eitzim to the Mizbeach. We learned about the fact that when they had extra chores or obligations or korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, that would bring about a cancellation of the Ma'amadis. We have three Shittes. When there was Halal, they canceled the Ma'amad of Shachris. When there was Korban Musaf, Kontra B'Kiva canceled everything. Musaf Mincha Ne'il, Kontra B'Shul only Musaf and Mincha, Kontra B'Yesi only Musaf, which was taking place at that time. When they had Korban Eitzim, Kontra B'Kiva canceled Mincha, which took place at that time. Kontra B'Shul, we canceled Ne'il, because that's only Midrabanon. Kontra B'Yesi, things only cancel events occurring during that time slot. So Korban Eitzim, which is around Mincha time, canceled the Ma'amad of Mincha. 18 days a year, on Chutzlar is 21 days a year. We do Halal Shalem, which is based on Doiraisa, on Chol HaMoed Pesach, or Rosh Chodesh. We only say part Halal, what we call Chatzi Halal, and it's only a minug. Five things took place on Shavasar B'Tamuz. Huvka Ir, Luchas broke, Tamid was Butal, the Torah was burnt, and the tzelem was positioned in the Hechel. First it started with two, one fell on the other and broke him, and was left with one. Surah Tevis and Hatzlach Rabbah.